You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Cute. Unbeaten WBO 150-pound champion, the monster. Talk about Naoya Inoue, now 10-0 with 8 knockouts, defending the world title today against Thailand's. And I tried to get this guy's name, but I'll just spell it for you. P-E-T-C-H-B-A-N-G-B-O-R-N. So Pecha Bangborn, 38-7-1. Of course, that's going to go down in Japan today, in Kanazawa, Japan. But the bottom line is, this guy is hot. There's just no doubt about it. And I think that at the end of the day, we're going to see a superstar emerge from the land of the sun in this unbeaten 150-pound champion. Of course, can he move up several weight classes? I don't think so. I think 118 is going to be the limit for him, because once you get past, you know, every 3 to 4 pounds, 112 pounds, 115 pounds, 108 pounds, it's a lot in size. When you go from like 108 to 122 pounds, that's a lot. That's what he's going to be doing. Of course, Manny Pacquiao did it, but I thought he did it with the aid of Flintstone Vitamins. Speaking of Manny Pacquiao, of course, he had his first world champion today. In fact, Manny Pacquiao crowned the IBF 115-pound champion. That's right. His name is Jerwin Ancalas. He's 25-1-1 with 16 KOs. He's from Cavite City in the Philippines. And, of course, in the picture with Manny Pacquiao and the fighter who just won the title is Scott Woodworth, of course, formerly of Operation Matchbox and the crimes that took place around the Top Rank office back in the day. Now, before we get into any more boxing, let's talk a little UFC. Josh Barnett and Andre Arlovski went at it tonight. Zach Attack, what happened?
Well, Josh Barnett got a submission in the third round. I mean, you and I both thought Josh Barnett would win, and he weathered that Arlovski storm because Arlovski did land a lot of punches in the first couple rounds. But, you know, Josh Barnett, at the end of the day, he was durable enough to take it, and he got the win.
You know, Josh Barnett is one of the few guys that's been able to go over to Japan and work as a Japanese pro wrestler. He's went over there, works as a mixed martial artist. He knows the people. He's doing New Japan Wrestling now for the Mark Cuban and that new TV network he's got with J.R. Ross. So he's really on point right now. I really think he's got it together. But let's go a little bit further than that. What else happened on the card?
Alexander Gustafsson, he kind of didn't have a great performance. I mean, he won a decision, but he got hit a lot against
You know why I'm coughing, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he choked. He had a chance to win that fight going away, and he decided to play it safe.
Yeah, he played it safe, and that's kind of, I mean, I guess that's a criticism you could have of Gustafsson is he's a bit of a point fighter. He's kind of turned into that as time's gone on.
You know, had he got that nod against John Jones, that was like a whisker either way. Had he got that nod against John Jones, the world would be a different place right now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely would. And I mean, I thought he won. I also thought he beat Daniel Cormier. But, you know, a good point that people make about him is he kind of fights to the level of his opposition. And tonight he fought a guy who's not so great, and he looked like he was just a hair above the guy. So that's just how Alexander Gustafsson is.
You know, if me and Cormier were the same weight, in other words, we were the same weight, I'd be a lot taller than him because he's a fat guy, okay? I'd be a lot taller than him. You know what, after seeing what Anderson Silva did to him with that one kick, I just can't believe that more guys haven't exploited that. In fact, Kyle Kingsbury told me that is his one weak spot. He's admitted it on the show, on our show, No Holds Barred, that that's the weak spot on Cormier is size. He's a soft guy.
Yeah, he is. I mean, Cormier, honestly, with his height, you would think he'd be able to compete at middleweight, you know, and he isn't even in great shape. He used to be a heavyweight. He doesn't look like he's in tremendous shape at light heavyweight. So you got to think that if he really, really wanted to, he might be able to get down to middleweight.
Middleweight's 185, welterweight's 170. Daniel Cormier, the current 205-pound champion, of course. John Jones. Now, what's the latest on the John Jones suspension? Are they suspending him, yes or no?
It looks like he will be suspended. It's difficult to say how long that's going to be, but it does look like he'll be suspended.
But it's a mandatory 2-year suspension for Flintstone Vitamins.
Yeah, it is. But it seems like that hasn't cleared up. We don't know exactly what he took. Okay. Dana White came out and said that there's a chance that, you know, he might get his name cleared, but we don't really know what to expect yet.
Okay, Dominic, I'm going to ask you this question. You're not the biggest on combat sports, but what are the chances of a male athlete testing positive for estrogen blockers?
Yeah, I would say they're slim to none, but we saw two guys almost simultaneously do it. So I guess the odds are a little bit higher than I'd want to guess.
Well, I told you, if you don't take these estrogen blockers, what happens is your T levels end up so low, you look like an 85-year-old man. Who am I talking about, Zach?
You're talking about John Bones Jones.
John Bones Jones, December 2014, of course, took that drug test, came back with the T levels, an 85-year-old man. Nobody except Zach, myself, Dominic, and the great Dave Meltzer even, like, realized it. No, why is it? Do you think that people knew what was going on, Zach, but decided to just look the other way, like, let's not say anything?
No, I don't think that's the case, because I think a lot of people dislike John Jones and they'd like to latch onto that. But the UFC was pretty successful in sweeping that under the rug.
Speaking of sweeping stuff under the rug, Dana White's trials and tribulations, of course, the fact that he had that dump phone, that drug dealer's phone, or that bookie's phone, call it what you want, but he couldn't be traced, and every time he called you, it was a private line, this kind of stuff. He's got the iPhone now. He sure does seem to be, he seems to have been putting emotional check for the last 3 or 4 months. Do you think he's taking Xanax or something?
He could be. He looks like he's gotten in better shape, so I don't know. Maybe he is taking something like that.
No, but I mean, he is a whole lot more relaxed than he was before, don't you think?
It could be that $4 billion sale. That might have relaxed him a bit.
$4.2 billion, baby. Get it right. $4,200 million.
Yes.
And of course, that's the kind of – that's Dominic's – Dominic, how many accounts do you have there? Just one account or two accounts or what?
I'm not going to disclose that per advice of my lawyer.
Okay. Listen, okay. Friday night, you got fights on Spike TV, Zach, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. in the West. Of course, Danny Jacobs, the WBA middleweight title, taking on Sergio Mora. Sergio Mora won the contender championship with me in 2004 when I was with Sly Stallone and I had all these fine bras in Vegas. You guys wouldn't believe that, man. It was like one of my last great runs. I had like three fine bras on my arm and I actually took two up to the room. So we'll leave. That's another subject for another day. But the bottom line is Danny Jacobs taking on Sergio Mora. Sergio Mora is older than God, Zach.
Yeah, and somehow he's still competing. You know, the whole premise of this fight, this is a rematch, comes from the first match where Daniel Jacobs stopped Sergio Mora, but Sergio Mora knocked him down, which is not really great in terms of an indication on Daniel Jacobs' chin. I mean,
Sergio Mora can't punch.
Yeah, he only has 7 knockouts in his career, so that's not really the greatest look for Daniel Jacobs, a guy who claims that he can beat Golovkin. But this rematch, I think it's completely unnecessary. I think he could have fought somebody else.
You got to say this, though. Danny Jacobs did kick cancer's ass.
He did, and he deserves a lot of respect for that. And his nickname is the Miracle Man for a reason. I mean, it's difficult to come back from that, and he's come back and become a world champion. So
Zach,
all the
this sounds like Al Heyman and Premier Boxing Champions are going toe-to-toe with each other. Friday night, Spike TV, September 9th. Spike TV is 9 p.m. Friday night, September 9th, CBS Sportsnet, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock in the West. Emmanuel Robles and Steve Klager, a super lightweight bout. Is he like buying? Man, I mean, I guess you're going to be forced to watch boxing.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything else on. You're just going to have to watch boxing on these Friday nights.
And, of course, September the 10th, live, man, from the UK, baby, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time and Pacific Time, delayed as well. Gennady Golovkin, what is he now, 35-0, 32 knockouts, taking on Kell Brook. Kell Brook looks like a very big welterweight in this contest. I mean, I saw a picture of him where he's like actually outweighs Golovkin at this point in time. But at the end of the day, Kell Brook is lunch meat. Am I right?
Yeah, and I wish that people would stop defending this fight. I mean, it's just like Golovkin could have fought better competition than that. And if we want to get on Canelo for fighting smaller fighters, Golovkin, it should be the same. I know people will say, well, Kell Brook weighs more than him, but Kell Brook isn't used to fighting middleweights like Golovkin is. It's a whole different game.
Yeah, but he was supposed to roll with somebody over there in England. I can't think of the guy's name right now. And that fight was pulled out, so they had the arena all rented out and all that kind of good stuff. So at the end of the day, I mean, the money was there, and nobody wants to fight Golovkin. So go where the money's at. Kell Brook's going to get him some money over there in the UK. Bottom line is, you got to make money as a professional.